dish on the Real Housewives of Atlanta drama and a Florida med spa might have to cut a check for 50 Cent.
Plus, can someone please tell Kanye West reading is fundamental? We're going to explain.
Welcome to Dish
Nation! Hey! Wait a minute, Brad and Gary, I was looking for you guys this morning. Where you at?
We in Dallas, baby. We had to handle some business down here. You know we had to get to the Dish Nation bag down here in Dallas. So we'll see you back soon.
And you see my ears fell off, baby, honey. The devil is like...
He's a liar.
Well, no worries. We got double trouble on this side, man. We got attorney, actress, iconic Georgia Peach, Phaedra Parks in the building.
Hello.
And also joining us is comedian and the co-host of the Nappy Boy Radio podcast, the one, the only, Vanessa Fraction.
Hey, what it is, I am so excited to be here. But now, what happened to Post Malone?
Ooh. He gonna be okay. Well, it seems like Post saw stars, and I don't mean the ones in the sky, because while performing his hit Circles in St. Louis, a man fell into one. It's called a hole. He took a nasty tumble and allegedly cracked three of his ribs.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Now, concert video shows medics rushed to his side as he was screaming and crying in pain. Then he was escorted backstage. But just 10 minutes later, Post returned to the stage, still crying from the pain, and apologized to his fans. He took a beer to the head and kept rocking like a real rock star.
Wow. Okay.
What's time for Post Malone?
All right, Post. Way to get on in there, Wolverine.
My man is post-hospital bills right now. Jesus.
Somebody had left the stage open on the bottom floor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know if he came out of the floor when he came out. Yes, Phaedra girl, it seemed like a lawsuit to me. Mm-hmm. Because as they were coming to check on him, somebody closed it. Oh, and I was like, ooh.
Now,
so somebody's going to get fired.
Now, Brad,
yes.
If you took a fall like this on your rat-a-tat-tat, would the show be over, or would you just get up and keep going?
Girl, if I broke a rib, I'm sorry, I would have to leave. I would have to get my wife my rib and go to the hospital, and I would call you to be like, girl, could you help me out? Because you a lawyer, girl.
Y'all think comedians don't fall on stage? We fall as well.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever fell?
I don't win, girl.
Yeah.
I've never seen a comedian fall.
Well, I'm cute, so I be wearing heels and stuff, so I definitely done fell on stage. And you just got to keep going. You just make a joke about it, you know.
And keep on going.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, but Vanessa. That's a lot of those jokes ain't funny, so y'all need to fall, child. But anyway.
Shame.
I don't have to worry about that. Oh, well, moving on. Let's move on from that quickly. Phaedra girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Your friends are back for their yearly messy kiki. The Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion part 2 went down last night. It really did, yeah. And Kenya Moore was accusing Marlo Hampton of being fraudulent and fake. I mean, check it out.
Everything about you is fake, Marlo. Your name is not even your real name.
I know, you
your name
crazy.
Is not even your real name. Show us your birth certificate.
Show us that, LaToya.
That's not what Alex said.
First of all, that's just crazy. We have all known Marlo for every mugshot she has is in Marlo Hampton. Oh. So if you were really trying to have a different name, I think you would have used your real name for your mugshots. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. But you know what, y'all? I will say this, though, baby. No matter what, honey, I know the after talk was, baby, everybody was talking about Marlo, and she was dating TT. So, baby, y'all stop hating on her.
Stop.
Who's TT?
Stop, because I could say Ted some Turner? TT's head turn. Right, I was about to say. Right, Tyrell Thomas.
Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson.
You said TT? From the station, honey.
Yo. Gotta be Ted Turner. I'm Taylor Thomason. What are you trying to
do?
Had a little business here.
Moving on. Tanner, seems that there is a doctor serving us a fake subliminal eggplant alert on 50 Cent.
Oh, my gosh, Vanessa, this story is crazy. Okay, so 50 Cent isn't happy, and he's suing plastic surgeon Dr. Angela Kogan for posting a photo of her and 50 together at her office on social media, which by itself doesn't seem like a big deal. But then she added a caption about men getting more sexual enhancement procedures, implying that he pulled up for a penis enhancement about 50 and a half or so.
A real
not a half. Did he gain a half when he got there?
Seems 50 thought the doctor was just a fan, and now Curtis wants the courts to stop this Dr. Angela from posting his photo and perpetrating like he's a client. Mm-hmm. Now, he also wants some coins for his trouble. Now, who you don't want to owe is 50 cents. He even posted about the situation and said, "Head crack, can you read this in your best 50 cent voice?"
Oh, got you covered.
Uh-oh. Every now and then I get a fool like this, shake my head. What a way to put yourself out of business. I mean, I'm going to need that by Monday.
What a way to put yourself out of business. That's a killer line.
You're not going to say I got less than what I have or had to. You implying things. Now, we have in-house counsel, so Phaedra, do you feel that 50 has a real case
I think
here?
He has a wonderful case because, first of all, you never want to talk about any man's prowess, especially 50 mm-hmm. cents, because, honey, I think 50 got something. Take her down, 50. I'm here for it.
Look, I need to see the before and after.
I need to see
what it is that we tripping about. Let me see.
This should be exciting news to him. I mean, Tanner, would you not want somebody to say that you had an enhancement? Or would you be embarrassed by that?
Jeez, Gary, you're attacking my confidence. I'm fine. Okay. What's the doctor's name?
Well, moving on. John Boyega, who stars in the new movie, The Woman King, says he knows what he wants in a partner. Mm-hmm. So in a recent British GQ interview, John shared exactly what he is looking for in a woman, and it starts with melanin, honey.
Chocolate.
Yes.
Come on.
Get that brown sugar, baby.
Yes.
Listen, he told reporters, anyway, HK, can you do it?
Absolutely.
In honor of this dude?
Yeah, so John said, I only date black. Then it's about chemistry, personality, goals. I mean, is there synergy? I mean, can I help you? Can you help me?
Let me tell y'all something right now. John Boyega is a liar and the truth ain't in him. When a black man got to say he only date black women, I'm sure he dated white women. There's not a one black man on earth that just date black women. Stop lying.
Now, I got to say, John Boyega is like a different type of dude. You know what I'm saying? Because even at the height of the protest that was going on, he was at everything. Yeah. And then he took so many arrows in the name of the art, during that whole Star Wars run. He's black fist all the way with it.
No, that's right.
I believe in you.
Love black women.
Gary, so as a white woman from Martha's Vineyards, are you sad that you're not his type?
He's lying. He knows, honey, he loved a lily from the valley. He's lying, honey. Nothing like a good lily.
Well, Kanye West has shared some really interesting philosophical ideas throughout his career, but none of it ever came from a book, apparently.
I actually haven't read any book. Reading is like eating Brussels sprouts for me, and talking is like getting the Giorgio Baldi corn ravioli.
Okay, he couldn't have made it through high school without doing a book report or two or three or four. Yeah. What is he talking
about? His mama ain't letting him slide by without reading a book. As a teacher
woman.
Yes,
he was
say
reading.
That part.
Green agent him at the minimum.
At the minimum, come on. Dr. Seuss, Phaedra, you're our legal eagle, so obviously you've read plenty of books.
Oh, my God.
What is something that people would be surprised to hear that you've never done?
It's not much that I haven't done, because my philosophy is I'll do anything three times just to make sure. First time might be a bad experience. Second time, you might just not know what you're doing. Third time, you're going to know for sure.
We're talking about books, right?
Strikes. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't. I wasn't.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't know what we're talking about.
Vanessa, what have you done?
I don't know. I was in the Phaedra's answer.
All right, up next, seems these meet and greets are almost getting X-rated. Wait till you see how a fan greeted Enrique Iglesias after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Okay, lately we've seen Chris Brown and Meg Thee Stallion doing absolutely the most during their meet and greets. Well,
and I like it.
Well, get ready. It looks like Enrique Iglesias decided to join the club. He dropped this video playing kissy face with a fan, which kudos to this lady. She's ballsy. His post said, "Friday night, Las Vegas at Resorts World. See you tonight." Oh. And he included the link to buy tickets to his show. Wow. Ladies, is this the best promo ever? Would this make you want to go get that meet and greet ticket before a show?
Them little high rise pants must be doing something.
This is gonna definitely sell more tickets for him, because every woman that loves him is gonna want this moment and pray and hope and wish that she can get a kiss. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But this will probably be the last one because this was a little extreme. Like,
but he wasn't pushing away either. He was with the shenanigans.
Every dollar's worth. Look how he was holding up. And, baby, she was running from that kiss, bitch. You wanted it, you got it.
He got it.
Is Bruno Mars doing these meet and greets? Because...
Yeah,
I think that would do it.
You couldn't roll up on Bruno Mars in those heels, though.
I know. I would lean down and give him a little something. Wait a minute now.
Not the kiss down.
Not you want him to lead it little open.
Listen, I like the way he move. I like the way he sing. He right in my groove. So, I mean, Mr.
Really?
You know, minus my husband. Love you, baby. I
was okay.
Oh, wow. Really?
Put that in there.
Got to clean it up. I got to go home tonight. Look, okay. We know Oprah as the queen of all media, but she is the queen of catfishing, too.
Catfish.
Yes. Joseph Zambrano, I hope I'm saying your name right, baby. He's the director of her social media for Oprah Daily. He says that Oprah catfished him along with Gayle King and Ava DuVernay by telling them a hike was only going to be 5 to 7 minutes long, but I need y'all to see this video.
How much was that, Miss Humphrey?
That was a 50-minute hike.
But you said 5 to 7 minutes.
It was 5 to 7 minutes up this hill.
Oh.
We misunderstood. Look at this, Lord. Please get a tight shot of it.
What if Miss Humphrey
said 7 minutes?
You said 5 to 7 minutes.
I said, and the Joseph, last walk up the hill, I said,
Miss Humphrey, you catfished us.
I did not.
Yes, you catfished. Yes. So it turns out that it was just the steep incline that was actually 7 minutes. Mm. Would you have felt tricked?
I would have felt tricked because I'm a literal person.
Yes.
Tell me 7 minutes, I'm like, okay.
I think 7 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And you dress different for a 5 to 7 minute.
Yo, you can tell none of these people had any idea from what their wardrobe.
Yeah. Well,
like, Gayle looked like she was ready to interview somebody.
Yeah, like, that's like she'd been baptized, honey. It wasn't with the Holy Ghost show.
Oh. But I think she is a little bit wrong, though. You could tell by the way Gayle was, the way Miss King was panting when she got up there.
You gotta trick people sometimes into doing things. Because if you'd be like, yo, we about to go hike for 45 minutes,
they would
be like, yo, I got something to do.
Exactly.
Vanessa, you cleaned that up, babe. You said Miss King, huh?
Okay.
I don't want to run into the wrong one either. She said, I heard about what you did.
Okay. All right, guys. Up next, Blake Lively is trying to put the paparazzi out of business.
And Headcrack has a way, honey, to make your life easier, honey, and save you a trip to the post office.
Well, 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 summer's almost over, so you know what that means. Holiday season. Yep, and it'll be here before we know it. So you might as well start getting ready right now, right? Well, if you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to be ready for the insane holiday season. And if you haven't started preparing for the chaos of holiday mailing and shipping, you are already falling behind. Luckily, Stamps.com has everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier. It's the 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. Stamps.com is your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. It's a stress-free solution for every person and every small business. So what are you waiting for? Get ahead of the holiday chaos this year and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code DishNation for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter DishNation.
DishNation.
Welcome back. Don't mess with a pregnant lady, especially not Blake Lively. So Blake took to IG to share some sweet, candid photos of her baby bump while calling out the paparazzi for allegedly staking out her home. She wrote, "Here are photos of me pregnant in real life, so the 11 guys waiting outside of my home for a sighting will leave me alone. You freak me and my kids out."
Is she out of her damn mind? 11 men sitting in front of your house? Bitch, I would have been an octopus.
Oh, my God. Octopus?
Octopus, Gary.
Oh, Gary. No, man.
All that, like, Gary with his tentacles all around up in here.
Girl.
Oh, my God.
That's a moment.
Gary, you are crazy. This is so disrespectful. This is so rude and disrespectful. Kids are off limits. Like, don't do this.
Don't do that.
You scare kids, and you don't want kids to be afraid to come out.
Yeah.
Like, when I see little North Oh my gosh, the signs that she hold up when she's looking at the paparazzi. Yeah. Like, she's upset. This affects her. It affects children.
Yeah, but y'all should tell y'all celebrities should tell y'all kids, mommy is a celebrity. There are gonna be people coming around the house to look at us. So my thing to you, Brad, what would you have done about this?
I would plant landmines when they couldn't get to the door. So, right?
Girl, my goodness.
Well, that's the way
to
go.
My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom.
Kaboom. That'll keep them away.
Not my kids. Kids, no. Yeah. My kids or my dogs. I'm very overprotective. Don't do it. Don't do it. Yes. Mm-hmm. No.
I'm still trying to get Octopus Gary out of my mind.
Yeah.
That was funny.
All right, y'all.
Oh,
it is
my
time
God. That was funny.
Didn't see. Listen to this story. A very lucky Georgia woman by the name of Joanne Oliver was getting lunch and found over $500 in her KFC sandwich after one of the employees misplaced their daily deposit.
Yeah.
But listen up. Rather than Joanne keeping that money, she decided to contact the police and return the money to the restaurant. Now, she was refunded for her lunch. As well as getting a free meal. Now, talk about a good Samaritan right there, Phaedra. Would you return that money? What do you think was going on here?
Well, first of all, I think the money was meant for the homeboy that was in the car behind her.
Oh!
That money should not have been in that bag with a cent. That is not a drop bag. Everybody knows the drop bag is big and black, and it is not in a little. Nah.
But y'all know, let's be very clear,
Now.
Joanne Oliver, definitely, honey, is a white woman.
Ooh,
why? Because, baby, most KFCs is in the hood. Jesus would have gave that woman that sandwich, and that money should have never turned it in, honey. I know I wouldn't.
Yeah. I legit would have thought God wanted me to have that. If I found all that kind of money in some hood, like, that's for me.
It's a gift.
That's right.
That's not
it's a blessing.
A blessing.
It's a blessing. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Kentucky Faith Sandwich is what that was.
Kentucky Faith Sandwich.
Give me some faith.
Kentucky Fried Cash.
Kentucky Blessed.
Come on, Tana.
Okay.
Kentucky Fried Cash. I like it. Up next, find out what celeb had designer Christian Siriano reschedule his fashion show just for them to attend. Those details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
As you all know, the show must go on, but only if Miss Janet Jackson is there.
Hello.
That's right, Gary. During New York Fashion Week, designer Christian Siriano heard that Janet would not make his usual Saturday show, so he just moved the entire show to Wednesday.
And
just to fit her into the schedule. Yay, Christian! If Janet's coming, I don't care if there are 10 people there. We will make it work, is what he has said. So Janet attended the show, and she was all the rave.
That's
I'm
dope.
Sure.
I love this. Janet is so sweet, and he is so cute to
he
move and show. He didn't care. You can tell he's a loyal fan, and they're probably friends. I think this is awesome. I'm glad she showed up.
Well, Brad, I hit the Google on it to try to figure out, and he dressed her for Essence in 2018.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But y'all know what I really like about Christian?
What?
He's a Christian. Huh? He's a Christian person because the Bible says if two or more is in agreement,
bring it out now, Gary. Gary had a word for it. Uh-huh. He said, "When two or more gathered, what was gonna happen, Gary?"
He don't know the rest.
I don't know the rest. Everybody gonna be there.
Two words gather. Well, guess the third and fourth.
I thought it was like if it's two or three gathered on one accord, he'd be in the midst.
He should have just said it takes two to make a thing go right.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.